My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner, and this dictation is for Betty R. Plain, B-E-T-T-Y, middle initial R, last name P-L-A-I-N. This was done on October 14, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, as well as the aging process, period. Cardiorenal syndrome secondary to CHF, atrial fibrillation, and coronary artery disease also plays a role in this CKD, period. The most recent laboratory workup reveals stable renal functions with a BUN of 16 from 34, creatinine of 1.27 from 1.67, and a GFR of 47 from 34, period. There is no evidence of proteinuria, the urine protein to creatinine ratio is only 10 milligrams, period. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. The patient does not have any active kidney disease. However, due to her extensive cardiac conditions, her kidney functions are affected, period. Next line. Hyperuricemia with elevated uric acid of 7.5. The patient was taking allopurinol, but say she had recently stopped taking it, period. We discussed at great length the importance of maintaining a normal uric acid level to prevent further complications with the heart and kidneys related to crystal formation, period. We discussed treatment with Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A, to help with elimination of the uric acid in the system, and the patient has agreed to initiate treatment, period. We obtained the consent to begin the process, period. In the meantime, we advise her to continue taking her allopurinol, 300 milligrams one tablet daily, to help manage the elevation in the uric acid, period. Next line, primary hyperparathyroidism, which is improving on Sensipar, 30 milligrams one tablet daily. Her PTH has improved from 165 down to 80. In the most recent lab, her PTH was 77, period. Her serum calcium is on the high end of normal with a level of 10.1, and her phosphorus level is mildly decreased at 2.3, period. We will continue to monitor with mineral bone disease lab, period. Next line, hypomagnesemia, which has improved to 1.9 from 1.6. This could be related to her intake of Protonix, period. We recommend that she either changes from the Protonix to famotidine, 40 milligrams one tablet daily, or to take the Protonix only as needed every other day, or very rarely if necessary, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, coronary artery disease, that is post 6th slash VHF slash atrial fibrillation hyphen she. He was recently hospitalized for, CHF exacerbation and was recently seen by Dr. Cook 2 days ago for cardiac evaluation since her hospitalization period. She states Dr. Cook gave her a good report. We emphasize the importance of managing her blood pressure and decrease her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as her overall fluid intake to about 40 ounces in 24 hours, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is well controlled with blood pressure reading of 134 over 79, period. She weighs 252 pounds and has lost 14 pounds since the last visit, period. We recommend continued weight loss and continuation of her current regimen, period, period. She is currently taking minoxidil, 10 milligrams, half a tablet twice a day for her hypertension, along with other antihypertensives, period. Next line. GERD, as previously stated, we recommend changing the protonics to famotidine, F-A-M-O-T-I-D-I-N-E, due to nephrotoxic capabilities and her tendencies to have low magnesium levels, period. Next line, empty cella syndrome. We, since the last visit, we attempted to contact her primary care provider so he may follow up and send the patient to an endocrinologist for further evaluation of the empty cella syndrome, especially since the patient has been very symptomatic with severe headaches and uncontrolled elevation in her blood pressure, period. The patient states she has not heard anything from her primary care provider or referral from an endocrinologist, period. We will send a referral to Dr. Nair, N-A-I-R, an endocrinologist in Winter Haven for further evaluation of the empty cella syndrome, period. Next line. Hyperkalemia. She has a serum potassium of 5.3. This is likely related to her intake of quinapril, an ACE inhibitor, period. We discussed the importance of following a low potassium diet and provided her with written information as a resource. Period. We will continue to monitor her potassium levels. If it remains elevated or worsens, we may consider adding either Veltassa, V-E-L-T-A-S-S-A, or Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, to her current regimen, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is very well controlled, continue with the current regimen. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.